The Guru is authority.
奉献者问 Srila Prabhupada， 一个人应该从哪里获得他的权威呢？ Srila Prabhupada 回答， Guru 就是他的权威。
No, I know, but his actions other than just following the four regular principles and chanting 16, he does so many other things during the day. Where does he derive his authority if he's not listed in
I do not follow.
奉献者说，不，这个我知道，但是除了每天遵守四项规范原则，念诵十六圈，一个人在一天当中还要做很多其他的事情。如果他不住在庙里，那他从哪里获得他的权威呢？
Authority is guru. You have accepted.
Prabhupada 说，权威就是 guru， 你已经接受了。
Say I have some outside job. Living outside. But I'm not giving 50% of my income. So.Then that work that I'm doing, is it actually...
Then you're not following.
奉献者问，是所有的事情吗？比如说我在外面工作，我有一份工作，我并没有把收入的50%供奉出来，那么我的活动是在 Guru 的权威指导下吗？
Then it's tax on Guru. That is plain path.
Srila Prabhupada 的回答说，那你并没有遵守灵性导师的训令，这是明摆的事实。
So that means that whole activity during the day working, that means I'm not following the instruction of the Guru, it's unauthorized.
Yeah.
Jatirta 回答说，一天当中，那么我所有的活动，并不是所有的活动都在 Guru 的权威指导下的。那么我的活动就是未经授权的活动了。
If you don't follow the instruction of Guru, then you are following them.
Prabhupada 回答：是的，如果你没有遵守灵性导师的训令，那么你就会立即堕落下来。
That is the way. Otherwise, why you sing just a prasada?
就是这样。每天你们都会唱 Yasha Prasada Bhagava Prasada， 没有灵性导师的仁慈，在灵性道路上寸步难行。
It is my duty to satisfy Guru. Otherwise, I am no way.
满足 Guru 是我的职责，否则我就会停滞不前。
Then if you prefer to be no way, then you deserve it.As you like.
如果你愿意停滞不前，那你就如你所愿，不要遵守灵性导师的训令。
But if you want to be steady in your position, then you have to follow strictly the instruction of Guru.
但是如果你想稳处在你的位置，你就不得不严格的遵守灵性导师的训令。仅仅是通过阅读您的书籍，我们就能够理解您所有的训示，是吗？是了，爸爸的回答说，是的。
Anyway, follow the instruction. That is required.
无论如何，要遵守训示，这是需要的。
Follow the instruction. Wherever you remain, it doesn't matter. You are secure.
遵守训示，无论你在哪儿都没有关系，你都是安全的。
Follow the instruction. Then you are secure. Anywhere, it doesn't matter.
遵守训示，那么无论你在哪儿，你都是安全的。无论在哪儿都没有关系。
That's why I told you that I.Saw my Guru Maharaj not more than 10 days in my life. But I followed his instructions.
就像我告诉你们的，我一生 见过我的灵训导师的次数不过不超过十天，但是我却遵守了他的训示。
I was a Grihastha. I never lived with the mot in the temple. It's practical.
当时我还是一个 Grihastha， 是居士，我从来没有住在庙里，这是很实际的。
So many God brothers recommended that he should be in charge in the Bombay temple. This and that.
许多神兄弟都建议说他应该负责孟买的庙宇，他应该做这个做那个。
Guru Maharaj said, yes, better he lives outside, that is good.
但是 Guru Maharaj 却说是的，不过他住在外面更好，住在外面比较好。
And he'll do what is needed in due course of time.
时间到了的时候，他会做他需要做的。他就是这么说的。
I could not understand at that time what does he expect.
当时我还不明白他期待我做些什么。
Of course, I knew that he wanted me to preach.
当然我是知道的，他是希望他想要我去传教。
I think you have done this in grand style.
Yashomandana 说，我觉得你做得很宏大。
Yes, done grand style because I strictly follow the Minister Pranamaguru.
是的，做得很宏大，仅仅是因为我严格地遵守了我的 Guru Maharaj 的训示，仅此而已。
Otherwise, I am no strength.
否则的话，我是没有力量的。
I've not played any magic, did I? No. Any gold manufacturing?
我并没有变魔术，我变魔术了吗？我有没有制造出金子来？
Still, I have got better disciples than the gold manufacturing guru.
但是和那些制造金子的 guru 们相比，我依然获得了更好的门徒。